My brothers and sisters in Christ, we know that just a few days ago, Mary Magdalene and the others stood at the foot of the cross and saw Jesus dead. And so we can imagine their elation and their disbelief and even fear as they now see Jesus alive, fully alive. Jesus says to them, don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers. So this is something that the resurrection has the effect on us of going to announce others, to tell others, sending them on their way. It is unthinkable. No one has ever been raised from the dead having suffered so terribly. And so this is the new life that is being announced. This psalm that we had today foretold the resurrection could happen, and that this new life was possible. And St. Peter actually preaches about that in his words and from the Acts of the Apostles. David is writing this psalm for us. He says that, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body abides in confidence because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld. You will not see, you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. And so we know that there is that vision, even from the Old Testament, that Jesus would rise from the dead. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joys in your presence. So that life needs to be fully active in each one of us. What Mary Magdalene saw and rejoiced at, and what she went to tell the other apostles, not the attitude, as we can see, that the chief priests have. They're ready to kill Jesus again if they had the chance, or at least to lie about it. We're not into lies at all. We're into the truth, and the truth is that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and we want to be associated with him. Our hearts united with him as much as possible on this side of heaven. And the best we can do is to receive Jesus, to approach him and embrace him in the Holy Eucharist, like we do at this Mass.